Dealing with the $17 million budget shortfall facing Metro schools is one of the many challenges for Nashville's next mayor. Already, school officials are scrambling to find the money so no teachers get laid off and funding for students doesn't get cut. As WPLN's Mariba Knight reports, the candidates for mayor are divided over whether to raise taxes to fund schools.
Retired conservative radio host Ralph Bristol is fundamentally opposed to raising taxes for Metro schools or for any other purpose.
We do not need to raise taxes. If the only way we can solve problems is to raise taxes, there's something dramatically wrong with our tax structure.
Bristol is among the most adamant of the 12 candidates for mayor against raising taxes. Others say they would be more open to it. That group includes Councilwoman Erica Gilmore.
I think we just really need to look at that as something that is definitely on the table, but it's not something that definitely has to be done. But it is a way that we will have to generate more revenues.
Some would only raise taxes as a last resort. That includes the sitting mayor, David Briley, and Jeff Obafemi Carr, also a candidate. Carr is a father of 5 children, 4 of whom are enrolled in Metro schools. But he would do a top-to-bottom look at school spending before making any decision.
The first approach for me is to be fiscally responsible and say, if we can find a place where we're wasting resources and they're not going, that's the first place we cut before we think about raising any taxes.
Funding schools is a recurring issue for candidates. While campaigning in 2015, former Mayor Megan Barry was asked the same question. She told the Nashville Scene at the time that the city should find, quote, new revenue sources to fund the schools rather than raising taxes. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mariba Knight.